And we've just been joined by Riverside Royalty in the shape of Richard Priest. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Really well. Nice.
Not Richard Prest.
Definitely not Richard Prest.
I thought that was you in the news and they got it wrong.
I do apologise for that.
It's not your fault.
Mistaken identity.
Have you taken the credit for it, though?
I will do, yeah.
Okay. Now, lots of things have gone on since the last time we spoke to you. And I know you're very, very busy. But what's happening with the can you talk about the Riverside Centre? Because I'm hearing wonderful things. It's a wonderful place anyway. but I'm hearing that, you know, things are going to change in April or roughly. Is that something you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, things are developing. The working relationship with Community Action is going really well. They're the sort of premier island umbrella agencies for voluntary groups. They've been there a couple of years. They're getting more involved in running the centre. There'll be a merger probably in April, which will be seamless. The community and local public won't see that change, but it just administration secures the future of the Riverside Centre. Obviously, the arrangement with the council has now put the Riverside on solid social footing for the next 20 beyond years. It's a fantastic place to be. The building's been painted, decorated. A lot of staff are going to get involved in a couple of weeks' time with makeover down the corridors. There's a new computer suite. Hopefully, we've got a new bus coming. There's a load of things going on here. And as you've said, you know, the amount of activity in the building, more groups are using it, really vibrant place. And it's a credit to groups like Vectis Radio for their part they've played in generating interest in this building. It's fantastic resource for for Newport and the Isle of Wight.
I mean, we're privileged to be, you know, here and watching and you know, play a small part in all of this. But I just think there's just so many things going on. There really is. And there's no boundaries here at all, is there?
No, it's a jigsaw. The Riverside's very much a jigsaw, and it's greater than the sum of its individual parts. So every part plays its part, and I think everyone benefits from that. I come in a couple of times at the weekend, and it's a different building then because there's different groups involved, but they benefit from the groups that come in during the week. There's a respect for each other in the building, and there's a respect, massive respect for the building and the difference it makes to individuals' lives daily.
And this, I mean, last time we spoke to Adrian just before Christmas, he was saying that there were around 40 odd companies or charities that were linked with it. I'm sure since then it's grown a little bit more.
Well, they're the ones that sort of have a basis. So you've got things like Footprint Trust, Community Action, Health Watch, all those sort of groups, as well as Mind, all those sort of individual little charities on the Isle of Wight that need this sort of nurturing, a space to develop and grow. Organisations like Carers UK are based here, Newport Parish Council. They have the benefit. They have a little office like you do, but then they can use the bigger rooms when they need to actually grow and have public meetings. So you can attract 300 people, but you don't do that every week and every day. Therefore, you've got access to that once a month, once a year, whenever you need it. Fantastically flexible resource.
And yesterday, I think politicians, national people were congratulating the Isle of Wight on all of the work that we kind of do in this area. So I think it is a fantastic thing.
Absolutely.
Lots of things that we want to chat. Obviously, you're not going to be. You've got about 10 minutes or so because you've got to shoot off somewhere else because you're very, very busy. And you've handed me some stuff I want to talk about in a mo. But so you said there was a meeting on Monday in Shanklin.
In Shanklin, I mean, Shanklin Town Council always have public meetings. I'm a town councillor in Shanklin, have been for just over 20 years, with my colleague, sort of John Gilby, who's the mayor, and the town council. We're having a public meeting to talk about how we're using the precept in the coming 12 months to take on some of the services the Isle of Wight Council will no longer be doing, things like grass cutting. We need to talk about that, the lift. And we've always took a view that we want to hear local residents' views before making a decision. We've already sort of championed keeping a road crossing patrol service in Shanklin for Shanklin St. Blasius School. But we want people in the community of Shanklin to have a say in how we spend their precept. And I think that's very important. We've agreed not to increase the precept next year. We've been very prudent over the last couple of years. And at the same time, we run our local library, we run the theatre, we've got a toilet, we're responsible for beach safety. So we've been very proactive as a town council. As you've said, you know, we're very well recognised for what we've done. We're very fortunate we've got individuals like Greentown Volunteers that do an awful lot of work for the community, and we want to work with them more in the future. I mean, one of the organisations, and you'll touch on this in a minute, that we work with is the Royal British Legion. Again, every year we do the Remembrance Service, but there's many more things now that we're in this sort of commemorative phase of World War One that we should be doing, and hopefully over the next 2 or 3 years we'll be doing that.
Okay, come to that in a moment, but I mean, what you say about Shanklin is absolutely spot on. We went to see a gig last year, it was Al Murray, and whenever I go into Shanklin Theatre, knowing full well that it's all run by volunteers, you just think, what a fantastic achievement that is, keeping it going, and how great it is that you have a list as long as your arm of talent, extreme talents that are coming to the Isle of Wight, and putting us on the map as well. And what a great thing it is to see you guys there. I'll never forget this. Sat down the front watching El Murray, and the guy ripped it out of you. And also, he had a bit of a go at John Gilby in a nice kind of way, made him go and get some drinks. And what a good sport he was. He went off and he got the drinks, and he bought him one as well, and he gave him his money back, which I thought was a lovely, lovely moment. But were you surprised that night when he started talking about UKIP and the support for UKIP in the room?
Well, I just found it quite an illuminating evening. I know that Al Murray's actually standing for Parliament this year, isn't he?
Yes.
So I think there's part of that. It was a prelude to him making this sort of political statement, I suppose. And it's good marketing for him. At the end of the day, he saw the opportunity to market himself, put a brand out there. So very clever. But again, you're absolutely right. The likes of Al Murray, they've got Ed Byrne coming this year again. They've got Lee Nelson coming. Quite a few comics. They've got an evening with Russell Watson. So they've got a really good reputation out there. And I think they're attracting these top brand names to the Isle of Wight. And it doesn't just benefit the theatre, it benefits the local community, because people stay in hotels, they shop more locally, they go for a meal in Shanklin before they go to the theatre. So it's a really good advert for the town and a really good advert for Shanklin and what the Isle of Wight offers.
When we went, it was chucking it down with rain afterwards, I think, we had to walk back.
Never rains in Shanklin. Must have been a different place.
But the whole town was just filled. Yeah. It was, you know, there were so many cars. And I don't think it was summertime, it was quite later on in the year, October, November, wasn't it? Absolutely cracking. And every time I go to Shanklin Theatre, I always think exactly the same thing. What a wonderful achievement, and what great teamwork it is. So,
excellent.
You know, way to go, everyone. And you say you got some Shanklin Peace celebrations here. You've handed me a bit of paper, which I was a bit worried about, but it's not the original. I'm guessing the original would have been signed some years ago. Can you tell us more about what this is all about?
Well, that's a peace celebration from 1918. It was the sort of the proposals in Shanklin to recognise the end of World War One. But again, it's part of what we're doing to recognise both World War One, World War Two, and all the conflicts. This year is the 70th anniversary of VE Day. So in May, it's 70th anniversary of VE Day on May the 8th. And it's probably the last time a lot of that generation will be able to recognise the end of World War Two. It's the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. And again, there was a fighter pilot, John Nicholson, I think, that got his Victoria Cross for protecting the Isle of Wight during the Battle of Britain. So there's loads of stories out there that are relevant, and I think it's important to connect those to young people in this commemorative time. And again, it's part of what a town does. So Shankly's going to play its part, but I'm sure the rest of the island will as well.
Did you notice that we're playing some sort of sound effects that sort of takes you back to wartime in the background there?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're a mine of information. You really are. If you're doing a quiz, I think we ought to get you, to be in the team. I bet people do that all the time, don't they?
I'm not someone to phone a friend. That's the
What, because you don't answer? Yeah. So, I mean, you must have loads of things that's going on and loads of things that are going to happen in Shanklin. Can you? There must be some major, major plans.
Well, this weekend we've got a celebration of 80 years of SHAR, Shanklin Hotel and Accommodation Association. Again, they've been going for 80 years. Most of the other towns haven't got them anymore. There is an island one. I was fortunate to go to the celebration of a dinner with the rest of the hoteliers of Shanklin. But we're putting up a display in the local library just to recognise some of the hotels that aren't any longer there. But we've got some wonderful stories of some of the guests that have come to Shanklin over the last umpteen hundred years. Certainly, you've got the likes of Darwin, Marx, Dickens, Edward Elgar had his honeymoon there. Fantastic place for all that sort of thing. As you saw at the weekend with the Benedict Cumberbatch, you know, who come here for his wedding. The Isle of Wight attracts a range of people, which is real credit to the island. It gives people that discretion. But again, it demonstrates the reputation the Isle of Wight have for people who come here and being looked after and not gawped at.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think sometimes, well, I'm saying most of the time, we underplay what we've got here. We really do, because we're steeped in history, aren't we? We really are. It kind of, I've said this before, but it kind of frustrates me when you see these TV programmes, you know, places like Downton, I call it shabby, and Doc Martin and things like that. And I'm thinking, we could have our own, because we've got enough. I mean, we've even got, Dominic Minghella, who could write it and so on. And we could have our own little play on the TV and really put ourselves on the map. But as I say, we're steeped in history. We don't shout about it enough.
If when Dominic did the Robin Hood Sherwood sort of TV series, if you looked at it, quite often some of the hamlets in the TV series were Isle of Wight names, like Godshill. He'd always slip in an Isle of Wight name in terms of his screenplays. Very clever.
See, I never knew that. You're a mine of information.
People don't notice it, but it was just very clever how he dropped them in. And some of the characters were named after people we went to school with on the island. Fabulous. Which was really nice, you know.
Yeah. So how are you finding being a counsellor? Because you've been a counsellor for two years.
It's interesting. I mean, my whole focus has always been as a town councillor. That's where my passion is, to do stuff for Shanklin. So the Isle of Wight Council bit, and you know, when I was responsible for education, was an add-on. But my heart and soul was always doing stuff for your local community, which is what I'm doing with Councillor Gilby. As I said, we're celebrating some people having 25 years in business, Shanklin hopefully coming up, someone had 50 years in business. All that stuff, I think, is a real credit to the town. We can do bits and pieces. We've done quite a lot over the last 12 months or so in terms of making sure that the town is as attractive for tourists as possible. Things like the War Memorial, we had a wonderful service there last year, attracting about 600-700 people, working with the town brass band. Really good event. It was a good way of linking together different community groups. We've got some ideas to enhance the War Memorial, to do a World War walk around the town, work with Southern Vectors about a bus route. So there's loads of little ideas that you can do in a little town that doesn't cost a lot, but actually puts a place on the map.
Do you know what? I think what you just said there is you know, you've got a recipe for success. And it is, you know, I don't go to Shanklin very often, but when I do, I'm always impressed. I go to Sandown, and you know, there's certain places I go to Sandown. I go to White Office because they deal with our computers, and you always get great service. But I'm, you know, years ago, Sandown was always the supposedly the main attraction. But things have changed. So what's the difference between the two? What are they getting wrong?
I don't think it's getting wrong. Places go in cycles. Ventnor's on the up perhaps now. Shanklin's maintaining its own. Sandown's had some positive developments. But again, you've got to protect the little things in the town. You've got to protect your post office, your pubs, your banks. You've got to nurture those. If you don't use them, you'll lose them. And I think we need to shop locally like you do with White Office Supplies. There's loads of good businesses that are of island-based. And if you look after every little company, every little supplier, A, they're an employer, which is really good. B, they spend their money locally because they spend their little bit of money on local painters and local decorators to keep their building going. That's really important. And I think if we do that more, certainly the Riverside's done that. We've employed local builders and decorators as well as ourselves to do the work here, because you keep it locally, it's reinvested, and the Isle of Wight benefit overall. I think that's a good model.
I think you're absolutely bang on with that. And I say that as for the guy doing the, you know, the painting and the decorating around the outside of this building, he's doing a terrific job. Because let's be honest, I mean, the last couple of months have been horrendous weather. We've had it's been colder than the last couple of years. It's been wetter than you know, and he's doing a terrific job. And every time I come to work, I look at this place and I think every day it looks slightly better because he's doing a really, really good job. So, you know, more power to his elbow as well.
Thank you.
And to yours too. Is there anything you can sort about, anything you can do about that noise that's coming through from next door? Because obviously we ought to point out at this moment.
They said the same about you.
It's not sound effects. We're right next door to the woodworking department, who of course we love. Yeah. We have a great relationship with them.
Our sawdust generating department, as I like to call it.
So look at what's this space then with the Riverside Centre. It's all happening from April onwards, you
reckon? Well, it's happening. I mean, I don't say there's a keynote moment. It's just evolving, as you said. There's more groups using it. You've seen the launches of different political campaigns lately. There's been loads of conferences here. There's loads of charity events. It's a really vibrant building, and I think when people come and use it, they see the value of the space, and it's used differently every day. We're investing in, obviously, the fabric of the building as well as the resources within the building so that more people can use it, more people benefit. It was an investment made by the Isle of Wight community some 30 or 40 years ago. It's good to refresh it, and hopefully this will be a jewel in the crown of the island for many years to come.
Okay, I've got to ask you, I always leave the stinky question until last, because I was always taught that way. Well, at least you're getting on for most of it, and then at the end of it, if they leave and sort of get, you know, just chuck their headphones down on
West
the floor...
West Ham will stay up. Is that what you mean? West Ham will definitely stay up.
I didn't know you were a West Ham fan, but they're doing all right.
Not after the weekend. We did well to get Neil.
We've got a general election coming up, obviously, very soon. Six people are standing. I mean, is there someone you want to say that you might you may throw your weight behind or
not really
get on with it?
Anyone that wants to be an MP is got a real challenge. Firstly, I mean, I always think people got to know the job is a 24/7 job, a huge commitment. And again, as a local councillor, I am just one councillor in 40, and you realise the limited influence that you have as one in 40. Yeah. When you're an MP, one in 630, you haven't got a lot of influence. So, you know, anyone that wants to take that role on with the public spotlight is obviously got the public best interest at heart. But again, I'll look forward to the campaign. I'm more focused on doing things locally. I think the challenge is on the island locally and doing your bit, because you can actually make, as you've said, in this building, little things make a big difference. Whereas when you're an MP, it takes longer to make any difference.
Do you know what? There's an old saying that that I've sort of heard very recently, that we can none of us are going to change the world, but all of us can make a difference. And I think that's how we got, you know, little steps and so on and so forth. And I think that's absolutely right. And if there's anybody that knows just how hard someone works, i.e. as an MP, it's going to be you, because you've shared a building for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And you know exactly what he's done and what he hasn't done. So I would imagine that that speaks volumes. I think sometimes that we're not made aware enough of just how hard you guys actually do work. And you know, Ian Ward came in a couple of months ago, and I felt so sorry for Ian, because you know, people gave him a lot of stick, and I thought, well, hang on a minute, this guy lost his wife less than a year ago. We fail to see things like that. We're just looking for someone to blame. And I think sadly that's where our mindsets have got to change.
There's obviously different types of councillor, but as you said, Ian Ward is a fantastic community councillor. He drives a bus for people with Sandown. People don't see that. Yeah. He's a champion of Community Covenant. Fantastic. There's many councillors that I know. I mean, Shirley Smart, for example, very active in Newport Carnival. Without people like Shirley, Newport Carnival wouldn't happen. The Riverside wouldn't survive for so long. So there's many councillors that are very active in their community roles, and I think that's a credit to themselves as individuals. And you're right, people don't see that side. They only recognise it when it's not there, and then it's too late to put right.
Yeah, and then it'll be on to the next moan and groan about whoever else, you know. Yeah, it's great to see you, great to talk to you as well. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Mac.
Open and honest, and I know that the door's open, and yeah, you're welcome anytime.
I'll get that fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, would you?